All right, wrestling fans, we are 1 week away from Remember Their Legacy. And I want to talk a little bit about that card. We have all the titles on the line, as the television heavyweight title will be on the line. A rematch of Terry Gordy and Dr. Death Steve Williams for the American heavyweight title. Then we will have two annual battle royals, one for the dearly departed, those wrestlers who have died, and then also for the living legends, those who are still alive. This year, there will be 10 in the dearly departed and 22 in the living legends. And of course, those numbers will probably all change regardless of the roster, but also what happens with deaths among wrestlers, because they seem to be happening quite often. Then the number one contenders who have been crowned. Lightning Express will challenge the New Age Outlaws for the World Tag Team titles, and then Sting will challenge the World Heavyweight Champion Stone Cold Steve Austin in the main event. So that is what is coming up next week on Remember Their Legacy, because that is what we want to do, especially for these guys who have been out of the ring for a while, to remember what they have done in their careers. But for this week, we have a few matches for you, including television title match, a rematch from last week's time limit draw, as Honky Tonk Man defends the title once again against Dan Spivey. And then we have quite a few other matches gaining support for and gaining momentum for what's going to happen at Remember Their Legacy. But first, I begin the show calling J.J. Dillon down to the ring. Dillon and his men come out to the ring. They seek to intimidate me. I announce that Black Bart has been fined $5,000 for his actions against Iceman King Parsons last week. While wrestling is a violent sport, there is no need for someone to try to kill another wrestler. Dillon laughs at me and my proclamation. Bart hovers over me and states very bluntly that he will not be paying any fines. Dillon tells his men to teach me a lesson. It is a vicious four-on-one beatdown until Bubba Ray Dudley and the Fabulous Freebirds come out to even up the score. When Dillon's men are cleared from the ring, Bubba Ray and the Freebirds help me to my feet. I announce a few changes to the lineup tonight. The Freebirds will face the duo of Black Bart and Cowboy Ron Bass. If Bass and Bart don't win the match, I will double Bart's fines. Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido will now face Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis instead of Dexter Poindexter and Dwayne Gill. If Blanchard and Candido don't win the match, both Bart and Dillon will be suspended indefinitely. The crowd goes wild with the new matches. But we start off first with the television title on the line. Honky Tonk Man defending against Dan Spivey. And they have another wonderful match. Spivey nearly has the match won as he has Honky Tonk Man up for a crucifix powerbomb. But Honky Tonk Man manages to get free. He nails Spivey with the shake, rattle, and roll for the win to keep the title in a time of 12 minutes, 42 seconds. Still your television champion is Honky Tonk Man. Next match has Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against Bugsy McGraw. And these two battle around the ring. Bubba Ray seems to have things in hand until Blanchard and Candido come down to the ring. They attack Bubba Ray outside the ring while Dillon keeps Tommy Young's attention. Bugsy takes advantage of the outside interference to win the match with an elbow drop in a time of 7 minutes, 30 seconds. Next match has one of the greatest feuds in Memphis wrestling history. It was a feud that truly defined 1990s Memphis wrestling. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Jerry the King Lawler. And they heated things up a great deal. This match was no different. Lawler and Gilbert left everything in the ring. Both men had ample opportunities to put the match away, but they refused to do so. Finally, Missy gets involved in the match. She climbs onto the ring apron as Lawler has the upper hand. Missy distracts Lawler until Gilbert gets back to his feet. Gilbert charges Lawler from behind, but Lawler moves out of the way. Gilbert stops himself just before he hits Missy. Lawler rolls Gilbert up for the pin, but Gilbert rolls through and grabs a handful of tights. Lawler manages to kick out. Missy plays to the crowd on the ring apron. Gilbert nails her from behind, knocking her off the apron. Lawler kicks him in the stomach and drills him into the mat with a pile driver to get the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 7 seconds. Next match has Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And they have great high-impact match. Both men pull out all the stops. Scorpio gets the upper hand after putting his knees up after the best moonsault ever, and then gets the pin with the rolling reverse cradle in a time of 9 minutes, 27 seconds. Next match, the first of the matches involving Dillon and his men. Chris Candido and Tully Blanchard facing off against Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis. And again, if these guys don't win, Black Bart and James J. Dillon will both be suspended indefinitely from the PWA. And Candido and Tully take out Dillon's frustrations on Brickhouse and Travis. They wait almost the entire time limit before Candido finally puts Brickhouse Brown away with the Suicide Blonde after a slingshot suplex by Tully. Candido and Tully spare Dillon and Bart from being permanently suspended. Next match has Bad Company getting the easy way out this week as they end up with Dexter Poindexter and Dwayne Gill instead of Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis. And it is a very easy match as Tanaka pins Poindexter in a time of 3 minutes, 49 seconds for the win. Our main event tonight, Fabulous Freebirds versus Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. And the Freebirds look to double Black Bart's fines from last week. Bass and Bart give them a run for their money. Dillon calls down Candido and Tully, making it a 4-on-2 situation. While David Manning is knocked out, the Freebirds fight off the odds, but it isn't long before the numbers simply get to be too much. Bart tosses Gordy out of the ring so they can focus on Hayes. Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis come down to the ring to even the odds and gain some revenge from earlier in the evening. Brickhouse grabs a chair from ringside while Travis wraps the chain around his fist. Brickhouse nails Bass with the chair while Travis nails Tully from behind with the chain. Candido swings wildly at Travis, but he ducks and nails him with a vicious uppercut. Bart continues to beat down on Hayes until Brickhouse wraps the chair around his head. Gordy slides the ring steps into the ring. Bart turns around to attack Brickhouse, but Brickhouse and Travis double dropkick Bart. He falls and hits his head on the ring steps. A bloodied Hayes drags Bass into the middle of the ring. Brickhouse and Travis help stretch Bass out as Gordy steps onto the ring steps and powerbombs Bart on top of Bass. As Manning starts to come to, Hayes covers Bass. Manning counts the pinfall. Your winners in a time of 27 minutes, 58 seconds are the Fabulous Freebirds. Black Bart's fine has now been doubled to $10,000. As we get ready for Remember Their Legacy next week, we'll see if Dillon or Bart will now pay the fine. What's it going to be? Will they pay? Will they not? Maybe we'll find out next week. But next week is Remember Their Legacy, the big season-ending card, as we look to crowning the first dearly departed champion and living legend. But until next week, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, and we will see you next week from the United Center in Chicago for Remember Their Legacy.